Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means. Lots to talk about, coming and going. We got Raw tonight, NXT tomorrow, Dynamite on Wednesday. We got a WWE PLE coming up on Saturday, the Clash of the Castle. And, of course, Forbidden Door coming up at the end of the month. And we saw a bunch of stuff happening this weekend. NXT Battleground took place last night. We had the Collision Show, the SmackDown Show, and a bunch of news as well. What's going on with Ricochet? Likely leaving WWE. We'll tell you about that here today. Plus, Cody Rhodes possibly appearing for tomorrow's NXT show. We had a Dominion pay-per-view over the weekend. Jon Moxley retained the IWGP heavyweight title in the, actually, semi-main event because they allowed the fans to vote. What do you want to see in the main event? Do you want to see the evil Jon Moxley match, or do you want to see the Best of the Super Juniors finale? And the fans voted for the Best of the Super Juniors finale. So Desperado beat Taiji Ishimori to win the Best of the Super Juniors for the first time ever. We got a bunch of matches coming up for future New Japan shows and more for Forbidden Door as well. So a lot to get into here today. And in the final segment, Vinny Pacifico returns to the show here today. We'll talk to him about New Japan and a bunch of other subjects as well. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. I'm also F4W Online, F4W Online, on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Father's Day is coming. What better gift than a Cameo for me? At Brian Alvarez on Twitter, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure. But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back of the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to talk about the NXT PLE last night in a moment, but a couple of things first. Some news. TNA announced several live events and TV tapings for the summer. June 14th and 15th in Chicago, June 28th, 29th at the former ECW Arena, June 20th and 21st in Quebec, August 2nd and 3rd in Tampa, August 30th and 31st in Louisville, September 13th and 14th in Cleveland, and they announced a Bound for Glory location, and I quote, one of the most visited cities in the world.
What? So it could be in Mecca? I mean, like, what does this mean?
Sounds to me like Las Vegas, what it sounds like to me.
Dubai?
Sounds like Las Vegas is what it means to me.
But in that case, will it be in a new building? I mean, why wouldn't you just say that then, considering that they've
run They probably have to get a building.
Well, because they've run several times at the... Oh, God, what is it? I forget the name of the building they've been running at, but where they've been running some of their shows at the beginning of this year and then at the end of last year.
Well, all I know is that some people have been concerned about the future of TNA because so many people left, and they clearly were in cost-cutting mode, and then there were zero shows announced for the summer. But now you can all rest easy if you're a fan of TNA. They have announced dates. It is continuing on.
Maybe WWE can buy it and then turn around and flip it to the Saudis as part of their whole sports washing thing and make some money off of it.
Why wouldn't the Saudis just buy it if they wanted it?
I don't know. You have an intermediary where WWE can get something out of the deal besides ash by elegance.
All right.
Why is it, you know, surprise, let me just throw this in there before you move on. Surprise it's not Natalya taking that open challenge against Jordynne Grace and her open earlobe after Saturday.
Yeah, she got all cut up around the ear.
See how?
No.
Okay, well, when you if you go back and rewatch, Roxanne Perez in her fishnets or stockings or whatever she had on there, at some point rubbed up against Jordynne Grace's ear, and that's Jordynne Grace's earring that got then stuck. So that sucks. I don't have any piercings, but getting something ripped out of one can't be good.
All right, well, Last night was that NXT show.
Matt. Welcome back.
Last night was the NXT show. And I had a lot of thoughts about it, you know? There were two things. It was a show, but it was also a show in the Apex. And I think there were people that disliked the Apex a lot more than I did. I do feel that if you're running TV every single week in the same building, that would be... You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened?
Where'd I drop off at?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, so it's hard to tell. Now, you finish your sentence and you died. Anyway, I feel that if you're running a...
I hope my life is like that.
I
just want to get that last word in.
I think if they're running, you know, a certain building every single week for their TV, I mean, it's hard when you go somewhere else for the big blow-off. Because all the fans that are there every week are like, you know, they're invested in the characters, they're invested in the storylines and everything. And then you take it away from them. Now, if you're taking it away from them to run a, you know, 12,000-seat building on a WrestleMania weekend, well, that's cool. You got to expect that. But when you move, like you're already running like a 500-seat building or whatever, and then it's time for the big, you know, big show, and you move it to a different 500-seat building 2,000 miles away, you know, I watched it, and it felt to me like this was not really an NXT crowd. They had 700 people in there. They comped 400, you know, media, UFC people, and et cetera, et cetera. And then the remaining tickets were like, you know, $250 or something like that. I had a friend who the day of the show, they were like, yeah, should I go to the NXT show? And I was like, sure, it's probably going to be fun. They were like, it's $250 for the Apex. They didn't go. So there was a deal where, like, if you paid for these, you know, expensive VIP tickets, you did get some food and stuff like that. But still, it's like people there insist that it was an NXT crowd. But, brother, I watched it with my own two eyes. Like, it just wasn't. I mean, they didn't get into it nearly like they get into it at the Performance Center. And it's not like you put an extra 10,000 people in there. I think the show would have been miles and miles better at the WWE Performance Center with the WWE people filming and the WWE fans there and the whole nine yards. I mean, that's my thought about the Apex. I think that they're going to run again. They're probably going to try to run more frequently. I'm sure they probably think, well, you know, you got to do it and you got to keep doing it and you got to build it up. First time is always going to be the first time or whatever. But I do not think that the initial run at the UFC Apex I could consider a success.
I don't know if they were looking for a home run. I think they just wanted to be solidly on base, and they did that. You know, I'm sure they had big expectations when they put the tickets on sale and everything, but this to me felt like, okay, a bunch of people are coming in a couple hours away from L.A., and they want to go come see this thing, a bunch of people from Endeavor, and you get a bunch of UFC people and this and that. And there's no way it could have been a pure NXT crowd because, number one, you priced a lot of people out of it. And number two, you had all those other people that were coming in late and leaving early because they just wanted to be there for the first event at UFC Apex. That's what it was about. It was about everything other than really professional wrestling except for what was going on in the ring. And it was, to me, to set up coming back with them in the future for a WWE show, branded show, that they can make special and have really high ticket prices for. And I think that's kind of what it was. And I think production-wise, you could see they kind of worked out the kinks because, as you mentioned, it wasn't their regular crew doing it. So I think they probably accomplished their goals as far as what they want to do moving forward. But you're exactly right. The show absolutely would have been better at the Performance Center where there was a lot more familiarity with all of these people.
I will say that I thought it was a largely good show, particularly the middle portion of the show. Kalani Jordan won the ladder match to become the first NXT Women's North American Champion. Beat Sol Ruka, Lash Legend, Fallon Henley, Jada Parker, and Meechan. And the best way to describe it, that's how I described it last night, this was six great athletes recreating a ladder match. Like if you went to Cirque du Soleil WWE and they were going to do a ladder match and you had a bunch of great flips and athletics and everything, but it wasn't like a wrestling match. It was like they just moved from spot to spot to spot. There was no, you know, hit a spot, let it breathe, let the people see what happened. There was so much stuff going on, I couldn't even write down. I just remember seeing like a bunch of flips and moves and everything.
There was no music between those notes.
Zilch. And Kalani won. And, you know,
I did like that, though.
For what it was, it was good. We had Nathan Frazier and Axiom beat Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, which I thought was an excellent tag team title match. Just two different styles, but they made it work. And Frazier and Axiom retain. And we'll see who the next challengers are. Lola Vice and Shayna Baszler. Lola won NXT Underground. They worked so hard. And they were pouring sweat. And they were gasping for air. Because working a fake MMA fight, because of the way you have to work it, is significantly harder than working a fake pro wrestling match.
Especially when you have to remember a bunch of spots, too. This wasn't exactly blood sport where you can chain your way through some of it.
You could see them just dying. It was exhaustion, but they got through it. Shayna tripped over someone that she had murdered, hit her head on the metal steps, and then Lola took her to the ring, ground and pound for the ref stoppage. They did the deal where Shayna tried to tackle the referee afterwards because, you know, she was out. It was very, very well done for what they were trying to do. Obafemi beat Wesley and Joe Coffey to retain the North American title, which was a good match. They worked around Obafemi great. Roxanne beat Jordan to retain the women's title, which I thought was a very good match. And then Trick beat Ethan Page in the main event, which was a very basic pro wrestling match. It was good. It wasn't great. Talk more about it after the break. Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
401k?
We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I've seen some stuff on the old internet of late.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's damn internet. Mm-hmm. And people are bringing it up on the board here. People blaming Ethan Page.
What?
For the main event. Merely being a good match, but not like a great match or anything like that.
Oh, come on.
And I want to say something here, okay?
Do it.
All right.
Learn them.
Well, remember a while ago, we were doing some Observer Radio show, and we were talking about some match involving Trick. And Dave said, well, you know, Trick's just not very good right now. Something like that. Something along those lines. And then, you know, the internet had to go crazy that Dave, how dare he say that Trick's not very good right now. And then, you know, I think might have been right before Trick won the title or something. I can't remember. But, you know, Trick did something and then, you know, kind of brought up, hey, look, I'm the champion or whatever. I don't remember all of it. I try not to pay attention to that stuff because I don't have room in my brain. I don't have enough room in my brain as it is. My brain is just too big. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, here's the thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
Trick is, like, he's ridiculously over.
Yeah.
He's the most over guy in NXT. He's a great personality. He's a great talker. He's a big success for the brand. And I'm not going to... I'm not going to sit here and say he's not very good. I don't want to go that far. But he's just new.
How long has he been
wrestling? He hasn't been doing this for very long.
No.
So maybe there's a nicer way of explaining this than to say he's not very good.
There is.
But let me tell you something about almost everybody ever in this business, with the exception of Kurt Angle and The Rock. That actually probably is it. Like, no one is any good when they start.
Jack Briscoe.
You're just not any good when you start. Jack Briscoe's different because you know what? The Jack Briscoe style, he didn't have to do much from what he was doing before he was a wrestler. But if you take a gymnast, and Logan Paul, he's pretty good from day one, but that's different because Logan Paul, he had the benefit of, okay, in your first match, you're going to go and you're going to practice for like 9 weeks.
Bad buddy.
With the greatest workers we can find. And so that doesn't even count either. Okay? So Trick has not been doing this all that long. And, you know, some people go, well, you know, it's been 3 years. Well, you know what? Yeah, it has. It's not like it used to be. Okay? How many matches has he had in 3 years? Uh-huh. Okay? Actually, you know a guy who was basically great from day one was Bron Breakker. He's another one.
Hell yeah.
You know, but fact of the matter is, and I've had people say Rocky sucked when he started. So anyway, it wasn't even so much, I should rephrase that. It's not so much that
Cavana.
It's not so much that at the very beginning Rock was like great, but it was the very beginning, you know, people looked at The Rock and they go, that guy's going to be a massive star.
You're over explaining all this.
I am. Because people are under explaining what happened with that match. Oh, match not great. Ethan Page must suck. No.
Yeah,
Ethan Page is a very good worker.
Uh-huh.
They had 12 minutes to do a match. That's how much time they had. And they kept it simple because Trick is fairly new. And I thought for what it was a good match. Was it a great match? No. Was it anyone's fault? No. Did something go wrong for it to only be good? No. It was, what do you want out of 12 minutes with Trick Williams? It was fine.
Look at the matches he's had, for heaven's sakes. Look at his best matches. He has been either paired with or going against a incredible athlete in Carmelo Hayes. He had a great, well, I don't know about great, but he had a notable match with Ilya Dragunov. Well, what's Ilya Dragunov known for? Putting himself out there and making guys look great and really building up his opponent. And he absolutely did that. Bron Breakker was another opponent of Trick Williams, and a lot of that revolved around tables matches. So how much can you really learn? A lot of that is just learning. Again, it's learning stuff for the next level. Who else has he, you know, wrestled in that time? So when you look at it, it's like, you know, Noam Dar. He actually had a really good match against Noam Dar. What's Noam Dar known for? Looking great. And he's going to have great matches probably with Ethan Page and what's probably going to be a really good storyline between those two. So to call Ethan Page like some bum or look at him that way, or to forget about the fact that Trick Williams still has a lot to learn in this thing, is just being silly and being reactionary and complaining and bitching without standing back, really looking at it and going, yeah, you know what? If these two guys do this match next year, I bet you it's a lot better just because they're going to be more familiar with each other and Trick's going to be a year better.
Also want to mention that apparently it might have been the last set of TV tapings. Jordynne Grace also had her earring caught on someone's gear and like ripped out and her ear was bleeding.
What is your philosophy?
I'm going to tell you. I was going to tell you. So okay. I brought it up. When I was young, see if everyone can see this right now.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
What you got there? What you got
piercings.
There? Nothing. Oh, you do? Oh.
Yeah. When I was young, I did, in fact, you know, have pierced ears when I wrestled.
Ooh.
And so I had like one or two in each ear or whatever. But then Tim Flowers, this guy, they went like all the way around. All the way around his ear. So.
And he did it with a needle in the back of a van.
No, here's the point.
Between places.
Here's the point.
Yes.
And maybe it was just the quality of opponent. But like, nothing ever happened to his earrings. Ever. They lined his ears on each side. Never. Never lost an earring ever. Okay. I couldn't do a match with anybody. If I forgot to take the earrings out, they would be torn out of my ear every single solitary time. I never made it through one match without earrings being torn out of my ear. I think I just worked a bunch of crowbars.
Well, you know, also I was wondering about...
And fence
builders. It started becoming a thing in the late 90s, early 2000s with a lot of chains and rings and things like that. And it's always, to me, always been something that kind of stands out at a risk. You know, yes, it can add something to the aesthetic of the wrestler and their costuming and whatnot. But also, it's like, it could be, to me, kind of dangerous if something gets hung up. And that's a pretty good example of it. And I'm sure it's not the only time that it's happened. The nastiest thing, one of the nastiest things that I had seen of something getting ripped out was, it was the HF Festival. I think it was 1995 in the pit for Primus at RFK Stadium. And we're going into it, and there's a girl coming out, and there's, she's got, you know, somebody on her hand, you know, holding her back, and she comes up like this, and she must have had like the bull ring in the nose, and she just came up, and it was just pouring, and it was the nastiest thing.
Yeah, don't wear stuff like that, guys. Come on,
be careful.
That's the news. So Ricochet appears to be on his way out.
Yeah.
But nothing is official until it's official. So there are a lot of WWE contracts coming due that we've been hearing about, and there are a lot of AEW contracts coming due as well. And part of the reason we're hearing about a lot of WWE ones lately is I was told that this new company now is TKO, and so they're letting a lot of deals expire so that they can essentially, you're now going to be signed to TKO contracts.
And they can announce him as such.
Yes, so that's part of this. But he appears to be on his way out. He has given notice. And, of course, you know, till he's signed somewhere, he can always change his mind. But it appears that Ricochet may be on his way out. And that leaves the big names, Becky Lynch, who my presumption is re-signing. Drew McIntyre is re-signed. Seth Rollins is re-signed. Chad Gable, I'm thinking, is going to re-sign. We'll probably find out quite soon, in fact, as he's going after that Intercontinental title this coming Saturday at the Clash at the Castle. So we shall see.
Good for Ricochet. He's 35 years old. Whatever deal he signs is going to be between 3 and 5 years long in all likelihood. And at this point, I'm sure he's hopefully for his sake, he saved some money. I don't know what his relationship is with Samantha Irvin, if they're married or what it is. But, you know, if you have some combined income there, you know, she's stable. And, you know, in entertainment and in pro wrestling, at least it used to be the case in pro wrestling, you might be away from your family for a couple of days because, you know, you got a job and your significant other has a job and you don't have kids, especially if you don't have kids. Like, that's how it works. And I know a lot of, you know, attention has gone on in the last couple of years. You want to put people on the same brand and things like that, and that's a good thing. But he knows her schedule. And if he's comfortable working in AEW at what is probably going to be, unless something dramatically changes, a much lighter schedule, then, hey, go for it. This might be the last chance he has to not only do this, but go to Dragon Gate or go back to New Japan, two places where he was a star in, and go back and put some work in before he's 40 years old and the chance of his body starting to decline happens.
All right, so tonight on Raw, we have got Braun Breaker versus Ilya Dragunov, which should be excellent. Sami Zayn faces Otis, which if given time should be excellent. And a rematch of a match that actually was pretty excellent, Lyra and Io Sky. Lyra, of course, beat Io in the Queen of the Ring tournament, so it's a rematch here. Tomorrow for NXT, we got the return of Wendy Chu, Meechan and Jada Parker, Sean Spears versus Javon Evans. Javon Evans better win that match.
Mm-hmm.
And Lexus King versus Dante Chen in a Singapore Kane match.
All right.
Then Dynamite on Wednesday. Will Ospreay against Phoenix. Mercedes against Zeuxis for the TBS title. Title's on the line. Chris Jericho and Private Party in TV time. Dustin Rhodes, Jack Perry, TNT qualifier, and Roosh in action. Back in a moment with Vinny Pacifico, Observer Live.
Score free gifts for the greatest dad this Father's Day at Lowe's. Get a free select Kobalt tool with your purchase of a 24-volt max battery 2-pack. And get a free select Craftsman string trimmer or leaf blower with purchase of a select V20 push mower up to a $149 value. Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/12. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
Mm-hmm.
At some point here soon, hopefully, Vinny Pacifico is going to be on the show.
Apparently, he's too busy tweeting about the fact he was just interviewed by Freddie Prinze Jr. Brian, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I just heard about that. I'm going to find out here in just a second.
Has Freddie Prinze ever interviewed you?
Oh,
have you ever interviewed Freddie Prinze?
Let's see. I think we've got an incoming call right here.
Oh,
Vinny, that you?
Yes.
We're live.
Brian.
We're live, brother.
Thought we were going to get big-timed.
We're live, pal.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me. I'm very sorry. My Skype was just acting up.
It's acting up right now because you're sideways. Let's get a shot of that, Jared.
Oh,
man, I liked it better the other way. What's going on?
Doing very well. How are you guys?
I just saw that you were just interviewed by Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
Why'd you really bother coming on this show after that?
Silly.
It worked out pretty perfectly, though. You know, it was really awesome. It was very fun, very good opportunity, and I'm happy to be on here, too.
Well, what did he tell you? What kind of scoops did you get?
I didn't get any scoops, but he was a really big fan of my character, which is really, really cool to hear and very affirming, you know? He loves the energy drink stuff that I've been doing. He loves my name, which is funny because he thought it was a stage name, but it's my real name. So it's really funny to hear that.
Well, wait a second. Hold on a second. I don't want to break kayfabe here, and I don't want to say anything if I shouldn't, but is your first name actually Vinny?
No, it's George Vincent.
Okay, because it's funny. I don't know exactly what happened right here. I don't understand all this stuff, but I went to search for you on Skype, and I was typing in George, you know, in the name thingamajigger.
Yeah.
And George Clooney came up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Close enough, right?
I may try and call him after the show, I guess. I don't know how it came up.
That's
anyway,
funny.
Are
That's
there any
great.
Degrees of separation that we can now go through because of Freddie Prinze and George Clooney in wrestling?
Yeah, that was really bizarre.
What a combo, huh?
But anyway, yeah. So the energy drinks, you're still sucking those.
Yeah,
in. Those aren't good for you.
I know. I do try and dilute them when I have a chance with the water. I put them in water, so it's not as bad. I've been weaning down on my energy drinks intake.
Mm.
Maybe I may not be lying.
You're lying. Of course you're lying.
I will say, listen, G Fuel, the drinks personally, they're all vitamins. So it is a pretty good way to get some vitamins in with some caffeine, natural caffeine. It's my go-to usually.
So I need to know more about this energy. We talked about this a little bit last time, but
yeah.
Do you have an actual sponsorship?
Yes.
You do.
So I believe when we talked last year, I was just signed by Bang Energy, I believe.
I think you had just gotten some. Yeah, I think you just switched over.
Yes. So Bang had me. They signed me off of a wrestling spot I did in Oregon. Got signed from Bang. Bang went through some legal stuff. They dropped all the sponsorship deals. And then G Fuel scooped me up pretty much immediately after that.
Okay. Now, we probably asked about this before, but. And I may have even mentioned this exact same story before, but years and years and years and years and years ago. I had Claudio Castagnoli on this show.
Okay.
And he had a sponsorship with Headblade. You know, you shave your head, Headblade.
Okay, razor. Okay.
And at the time, I was like, wait a second. You have someone is sponsoring you? Because he's just like an indie guy. And
that's so cool.
You know, all these indie guys, you know, they sell their shirts and everything like that. But it was kind of like, how in the world did you like get us? Because no one had sponsorships, you know, like a handful of people. But it always kind of seemed like, you know, how did you get that? And then I think it was the same thing I was kind of wondering with you. Like, you know, first off, I think the bigger question is, why don't more people go for sponsorships? I mean, it seems like, not that it's easy. I mean, it's not easy. But it seems like something, there's so many different gimmicks in wrestling. Mm-hmm. It seems like most people should be able to find something that they could get as a sponsorship.
Make
as an indie
part of their
person.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Yes, Brian, I agree. People ask me all the time how I did it or how do I do it. And I it's very hard to give advice about that because for me it was circumstance, right? I had a match. I used the drink in the match. The clip went viral on social media. And then that week I had a contract in my email from Bang. And then but a lot of these companies are seeing what each other are doing, right? So once Bang ended, G Fuel kind of knew that was happening, and then they signed me immediately. So now my name is circling around the drink industry, energy drink industry. So that's how that builds. You know, it's very hard just to give a blueprint answer about how to get sponsored somewhere. But for me, I was blessed with the opportunity just happening naturally, right? Which is a beautiful thing. But people should be seeking these things because it's ways to grow your brand and ways to make money and ways to just be different in indie wrestling, you know? Indie wrestling has grown so much over the years, and I feel like at this point, it can be lucrative, you know? It can be. So I believe that chase whatever, if it works with your character or it's just something you like to do, go for a sponsorship deal. And I tell people all the time, people could always say no, and that's the worst you'll get, right? You could message Nike or whoever you might ask. It might be a yes, it may be a no, but you can't be worried about the no. And you know what I mean? You can't let that affect you, or you can't let that take.
So what did you do in Oregon to get recognized?
So it was IWTV. I posted the clip too, so that helped. So pretty much started out with the character, I was coming out with energy drinks, holding them, going to the ring with them. And then eventually.
But anything in particular? Was it just whatever drink you got at 7-Eleven?
We had Double Down in the middle of the ring. The referee was counting. I crawled to the corner, got the drink, cracked it open, and did a whole really cool comeback in sequence with intensity and fire.
Okay.
And posted that, and then it circled around online, and then that's when the contract came in that week. And yeah, so.
So was it a Bang energy that you used for your spinach? It was just a random.
It was Rockstar.
How about that?
Yeah. You see that? It was Rockstar.
The reason I ask is because Tom and I had a match against the Bang Bros, okay?
Okay, I love them.
Yeah, and this did not end up with a Bang Bros sponsorship. This ended up with Bang Bros sending a cease and desist.
I think
it's kind of like it's sort of, you know, you want to find some way to get your name out there, but if you do it the wrong way, all of a sudden you don't have a team name anymore. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was wondering what the actual drink was that you'd downed.
It was Rockstar, but I made sure to message Davey and just tell him, listen, this happened. I'm not taking from you in any way. I just hope I didn't want to offend him or make him feel the type of way. And he was cool with it. He was very, you know, he was very cool. It was just, I'm grateful he was cool about that because I don't want to be somebody who just, you know, take something, you know. So I made sure to reach out to him prior.
Now, wrestling got you the sponsorship. Since you got the sponsorship, has it gotten you more attention? I mean, obviously, you've gotten more attention on social media and things like that, but has it led to more bookings? Has it led to more opportunities for you?
I would say, yeah. I would say yes. A lot of people, I'm very lucky to be in the spot that I'm in right now where I'm getting a lot of overseas bookings for August. And it definitely helped at the time. I was really blowing up at the time when it first happened. And luckily, that still sails and still carries, but I would say it has something to do with it, but I'm trying very hard to make sure, like, I just keep everything else in line, like my body, my in-ring ability, my promo ability, all that stuff. Also, that's very important as well. But also having a sponsorship deal and a company that cares about what you're doing and a company that is repping you is very important. And they have a huge fan base as well behind, like, they have 3 million followers on Instagram and they have 1.6 million on Twitter. So if they share my stuff or they comment on it, that meshes audiences. And that's something that I believe is huge for pro wrestling and huge for me because now we're having fans of G Fuel and like G Fuel fans consist of superheroes or, you know, anime and they intertwine with pro wrestling. It's a beautiful combination in my opinion.
You know, I can't help but notice that you won that $50,000 tournament.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And I bought a ton of energy drinks with it.
What?
No.
Trying to do the math right here.
I was going to say, I get a $50,000 Starbucks gift card, so I understand.
That's 16,666 energy drinks by my calculations here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very good math.
I have a calculator here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I bring it up because, you know, you're getting a lot of dates of late. And I think the last time we talked to you, I think you would either just, I think you were just about to go for New Japan.
Yes. I debuted for New Japan the next week, I believe, right?
Yes.
Goldie, yeah.
I believe so. Yeah.
That was really, really phenomenal. That was such a great moment for me. And from there, I got to do a lot of other cool things. And later that year, I went to Japan for Takemichi Noku. So that
that's right. So awesome. your New Japan date was a New Japan date in America. You did not go to Japan, but then later you did actually go to Japan for those dates.
Yes. And went very well. I learned a lot while out there. The crowd, I mentioned it on the Freddy podcast, the fans in Japan are just so different and so appreciative of everything we do in the ring, right? They care so much about just everything you do matters. Way, you know, so like, for example, every time I crawled to the drink or every time I did like a chop or a certain strike, they would react a certain way to it. You'll hear something every time you do something. And that helps in a match. That's very, very beneficial as a talent to like be able to hear your audience and feel your audience doing everything you're doing, you know? So that's something I really enjoyed about Japan. But something that I'm really excited for and very curious about, because I'm debuting in Finland in August, and there's not much wrestling in Finland, so I'm very excited and curious to know how that crowd will be.
That seems like a crowd where, like, you're going to do the first body slam and they're going to start screaming because someone took a bump. You know what I'm saying?
New Ludwig
Plaga. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, like, oh my God, he fell down. I mean, I'm sure they know what it is, but you know when you go to, like, a live event? No,
like
no.
A country full of rooms,
listen,
Brian?
No, you idiot. Sometimes you go to, like, a live event, and it's in kind of like a small town. Mm-hmm. And like people are aware of wrestling and they're wrestling fans or whatever, but they don't get a lot of wrestling. It's not like they've got a Defy or you know, whatever.
Every week,
this could
yeah.
be a
one
bunch
of the
of
local
people,
ones. You
a bunch of locals. In
DOA,
news,
DOA, you know, local kind mm-hmm. of this coast. But you know, they don't get a lot of WWE coming, or they don't have a local indie or whatever. And yeah. so when they go, they're just like there to have a good time and they understand what wrestling is. But you know, that first match, you know, they do a couple of easy spots or whatever, and then all of a sudden someone takes, like, some big bump, and they go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, a bump.
It's the best.
Yeah. That is the best.
Shoulder tackle, place goes nuts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, that first tackle bump. They always go crazy for that. Just a tackle.
First one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
See, and there it goes. Why do some people want to go on first? That's why.
That is exactly why. That's exactly why.
I love it.
Yep. Because if you go to a place and nobody knows who you are, okay,
mm-hmm.
if you're on 7th, I mean, by that time, they've seen all sorts of stuff. Now, they're like, I've seen 6 matches. Now, here, this I don't even know who this guy is. Like, I'm going to sit here till he does something cool. Mm-hmm. But if you go somewhere where nobody knows who you are and you're in the opener, like, they're ready for some wrestling. You can do nothing and they go crazy.
Yeah, especially with the announcers really good, too, and they get the crowd amped.
Yep.
That first entrance, they're going crazy.
So what did you learn? You know, you mentioned you learned a lot in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn in terms of, like, you know, just the work?
Well, I was trained by Ring of Honor, so I was taught a lot about technical wrestling. And I don't do it enough in America, I feel like. I do it a good amount, but I want to do it more. But I made sure to do it a bit in Japan, and I made sure just to feel the audience. And I just learned that. What I learned? I learned, first of all, how hard they hit in Japan. I'm sure you know.
Yes.
Or heard about it. It's insane. But I love it. I love that gritty style of wrestling, you know? But it was very gritty, very hard-hitting, and just a different way of psychology of matches. You know, I adapted, but the way they view a match or put a match together is just different than how it's done here. I would say that. I don't know how much I could really explain that, but the way they think about a pro wrestling match is different than we put it here usually.
Yes. Okay, well, hold on. Stand by. I'll be back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, that interview flew by. We need to go longer next time, Vinny. But I want to give you a chance here before we're completely out of time. This trip to Finland, this is just the beginning of a leg. Where are you going?
So I'm wrestling in Helsinki, Finland, Slam Wrestling. Great company, great people involved. I'm there from the 3rd, 9th, and 10th of Finland. I'm also wrestling in the Helsinki Metal Festival while I'm out there.
Wow. Which is really cool.
And then from there, I go to London. I got a couple shows in London, in the area of maybe southern London, and southern England, and eastern England. And then I go from there to France. Bolen, France, for HCP Catch.
Wow. And then you've got another one coming up with three more completely random places to go.
Oh, my gosh. In November, we're planning a tour in Amsterdam, Romania, and Hungary, and possibly some other Germany as well. So it's in the works, but I'm very excited for this. I love wrestling. I love wrestling wherever I can, and I love seeing beautiful new places and different crowds around the world. So I'm very excited for these two tours coming up. It's very, very excited for the one coming up in August, though. That's going to be cool.
It is amazing because it's 2024. And when you're telling me about these places you're going to tour in Romania and Hungary, it's like we're doing an interview in like 1896. Vinny Pacifico will be in Hungary, followed by a tour of Romania. Well, listen, dude, best of luck. We're out of time. We got to do this again, but thank you so much. And very quickly, Twitter X,
Vinny Pacifico on Twitter, Facebook Vinny Pacifico, and Instagram Vinny Pacifico 1.
No, easy.
Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter, sorry.
Vinny Pacifico 1 on Twitter. Go follow him, everybody. And that's it. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.